Ainorim, my Sirafai. Zapern fein dokiloret fen tarixon doen. I Sirafai I nedintoro on ralso. Den zapo kunaret fuokuname. I Sirafesmer, Ainorim. Paijin ter auturo, I bavel fuokunam alix on pirlo lera aifradeb. Ainorim. Paiginte aif jaren durona. Ainorim. Paiginte aif jaren durona. Ainorim. Paiginte aif jaren durona. Ainorim. Paiginte aif jaren durona.
She's not coming.
As you say.
But she has to. What if it won't work without her?
Let be what will be, Meek. There. It is near to...
Hey, Mac!
Mike, actually. Close enough.
This is a parking lot.
Yeah, sure is.
So tell your girlfriend to pack up the sidewalk chalk. What is this?
Well, we're gonna return to a magical fantasy land and save our friend Shauna from the clutches of an evil overlord. Obviously. Where have you been all year?
Meek.
What?
For crying out loud, it's just a movie.
Hey, enjoy the film! I was this close to seeing the third one last year, but... And no one cares.
Meek, you are insane.
Sanely awesome. Is it ready?
Yes. I believe so.
Come on, Catherine.
Should we delay more?
No, we can't. Start the ritual. I'll grab the bags.
Antonio Pizzas and Subs at Commonwealth Avenue, who is proudly to be serving the university vicinity since 1994. I am called Connie. Is this for picking up or deliverance? Delivery, yes. Sorry, I am from France. And which food will you eat? All of our foods are extremely special. Well, I enjoy the pig pizza much. Yes, it is for sale. All are for sale.
Hey, you answered the phone. Everything okay?
Yes, Meek. No, apologies, sir. I am from France. You wish a large pig pizza?
Large ham, but the special is a two topping.
Ah, you will like your ham with two tops?
Here, just let me...
No, Meek! Apologies, sir. Our pizzas are only special for the second layer in addition. Yes, you may speak to my supervising.
Hello? Yes, sorry about that. If you want the sale price, it's another topping besides the ham. Anchovies. Okay. That'll be $9.95, expected in 40 to 45. Thanks. Bye. Hey, large anchovy and ham to go. Sorry. Looked like it was going badly. But hey, maybe next time.
I am trying.
I know.
I thought to answer the phone since no other persons did, but... I am just too stupid, like, speaking in this way.
Hey, English is a tough language. I barely understand it. You're doing really well for only 1 year. You okay?
Yeah, yes, I am perfectly Rana.
Because, I mean, if you're not feeling well...
I cannot be homesick. I must depart shortly for the English class besides.
Oh, I forgot it changed nights. You really ought to let the boss know so he doesn't schedule you over them.
But then I will be working without you on sometimes.
Yeah, but that's good. Trust me, you'll do fine. You need to start meeting people and making friends. Can't spend your entire life holed up in our overpriced one-bedroom with the video games and stale pizza. That's my shtick.
Perhaps it is of no point.
It's plenty of point. I really think you'll be happier once you get out and...
No! I am talking of the dream.
Oh.
I am not certain, but... it may be for sure.
You really think it was Fesmer?
Yes. He is telling me how. It is the same for each night. The ritual... tomorrow will be 1 year past Shena's shift spell. Silver Knight.
You think you can pull it off?
With the aid of Fesmer? Perhaps. I do not know. It is mad complex. Challengeful to do.
But if there's a chance, then we have to try. We owe that to her.
I do not know, Meek.
I do. I know you can do it. Well, there's the stinky fish and pig pizza. I gotta deliver this. I'll see you at home. After your class?
Meek.
Yeah?
What if it is real? What if we do return?
Honestly, what if we don't? That's what scares me. Have fun tonight. Make friends.
No promising.
What?
Huh?
World-weary sigh. What's on your mind, Kat?
Nothing, Christina. Just anxious to leave.
Hey, don't give up on me now. Hours to go before close.
Hoo-ha. Why are we even open? What kind of derelict drinks coffee at night?
The kind of derelict whose tips pay our tuition. 5 cents at a time. Large toffee nut vanilla non-fat wet cappuccino.
That's me. Derelict, huh?
Oh, not you, sir. You never tip. So, you will not believe what my psych professor gave me on my final.
I don't know, what?
A 90.
Jeez.
I know, right? You know how hard I worked on that. How many of my shifts did you have to cover just so I could get it done on time?
Hey, more tips for me.
I'm, like, sick about it. My GPA is going to dip another tenth of a point over this. I know it.
Well, there are worse things.
Not really.
Could have been an 80.
Ugh, blasphemy. The only way I could have recovered from that would be to have extracurriculars with the professor. Oh, speaking of...
Excuse me?
No. I was going to ask how your night classes are going. Done with them yet?
Yeah, last week. Hopefully the credits will transfer and I can go back to being a full-time student this fall.
Don't sound too excited. It's got to be working here full-time for another year.
Hey, this place pays more than my last job did.
That's hard to imagine.
You have no idea. Anyway, I've finally worked my GPA back up to where I might qualify for some scholarships, so...
Ooh, it's shifty eyes. Don't look.
How am I supposed to know who you're talking about if I can't look?
Touché. Okay, look.
Oh, that guy.
I know, right? Almost never buys anything, doesn't talk to anyone, just limps around with the shifty eyes, and then leaves. Hence the name.
He doesn't drink coffee.
Kind of cute in that lost, unshowered puppy way.
Hey, I'm gonna go take a smoke break. Be back in 5.
It's a filthy habit.
Yeah, you can have your turn when I come back.
It's a deal. Small soy, extra hot white chocolate mocha in a large cup.
You know, smoking's a disgusting habit.
Why, it's Shifty Eyes himself.
What's that even mean?
My coworkers came up with it.
Clever. What's yours, Grossy McSmokestacks?
Mature, Mike. I'm an adult. I can do what I want with my life.
Really? And how is David?
How's Connie?
Look, she didn't ask me in our world any more than we did in hers, so I'm just...
Whatever. We've had this conversation before. Why are you here this time? I do have to work, you know, so make it quick.
Well, Archon's health hasn't so much improved.
What do you mean?
She still has that really deep cough, for one. Even after a year, she still hasn't adjusted to the city air. She always looks exhausted, almost strung out. She gets stiffed at Antonio's because she's an illegal immigrant, so between rent and her English classes, there isn't much left for antibiotics.
Sorry, hold on. Hey, I'm still at work. I'll call you back when I'm on break, okay? Okay, bye.
But anyway, I'm here because she's been having those dreams again. You know the ones.
Oh, here we go.
Will you just listen? It's different this time.
How? Did her dreams assure her that they were really real this time? Did you do the Klingon mind meld with her or something?
Vulcan.
Excuse me?
It's the Vulcan mind meld. If you're gonna belittle me, at least get your references right.
Whatever.
It's Vesemir. Has to be. He's been far-speaking with Archon through her dreams. They think they can do it if he's the anchor.
Ha! Why would Vesemir contact Archon after she betrayed his friendship?
Well, she is the only one of us with magical abilities. Plus, a lot can happen in a year. Maybe he's forgiven her?
Yeah. Sounds to me as if her guilt is still eating away at her. Hope it swallows her whole.
I don't know about that, but this is our chance, Catherine. I think we can get back to Londi. Tomorrow.
Mike.
Just listen. I know you miss being there. I know you miss the person you were. I mean, look at you. The stint with your parents back in California didn't work. You've been back here slumming it with David for how long? What do we have to lose? Even if there's the smallest chance it might work. I think that it's...
You know what I think, Mike? I think that you're full of crap, and I want you to stay out of my personal life, okay? Do you see a trash can around here?
Look, I don't care what you say to me. I'm still your friend.
Really? I thought I was just your coworker.
And I want you to come back with us. We have a real chance to find out what happened to Shauna. Maybe even rescue her and bring her home where she belongs. This isn't just wishful thinking. This could work. But it might not unless you're with us.
Oh, is that the reason you want me there? I swear we had one of those smokers poster ash cans or whatever.
That's not what I... Do you see yourself, Catherine? You want to go back.
I want you to leave me alone. This is over, okay?
Look at how anxious you are. You can't even toss a butt on the ground like normal smokers.
Oh, so because I don't want to litter, that makes me uptight? Is that a trash receptacle?
No, it's because you're uptight. And that's a potted plant. Like... Hey, you're still living in JP, right? Take the orange line and change to the red at downtown?
Yeah.
And I bet when you wait, you stand at the same spot every time, get on at the same car, and if you can help it, at the same door, so you can get off at just the right place every single time.
Yeah, so? I beat the crowd and shaved minutes off my commute. That's not uptight, it's common sense. Something that you clearly lack.
Normal people our age don't care about that, Catherine. If you were chronically late, maybe you'd have to do that. But I bet you haven't been late once.
Only a couple times when the subway breaks down.
And she proves my point.
What is your point, Mike?
My point is that you're stifling yourself here. You know you want to go back, but you're terrified of breaking your routine.
Look, let it go. We can't go back. We'll never get to go back. We're here now, so let's live in it instead of floating by in some pipe dream based on Archon's guilt-ridden nightmares. And even if we could, what is there to go back to? We lost. Here, find a place for this. Take it back to Lounge D for all I care. I have to get back to work.
Be seeing you, Keith. Hey, Archon?
After an explosive confrontation during which one of their own is left behind, it appears that the gang has no choice but rely on Faith. But can she be trusted after betraying them all? 1999 airs 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Exceptional reading, Connie. That was very good, and interesting choice of material.
Yes.
Okay, everyone, we're out of time. Mauricio? Mauricio! You can wake up now. The rest of you, remember to watch your articles and prepositions. Next week, we'll review subject-verb agreement and syntax. I know you're all looking forward to that.
Oh.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Павлик. Откуда вы из России? Oh, sorry. I thought from your accent. What is your first language?
It is no sense. I am from France.
Really? Your accent seems more Slavic. What part of France?
I do not know how to say in English.
Oh, how long have you been in US?
I am living in Boston 1 year.
I see. I've been here for 3 years, but English is very difficult to learn. Sometimes I forget what prepositions are and why they should not dangle. Do you mind if I walk with you?
Okay.
So, allow me to ask, what is your name?
I am called Connie.
No, I mean the name you had in France.
Archon.
It's a good name. Strong sounding.
thank you.
Not at all. So do you visit often, friends?
It has been a long time since I am home.
Yes, for me as well. But I may visit soon.
Me as well.
Airfare is very expensive.
Yes.
So you have family there, in France?
I do not know.
You do not know if your family is still living in France? Don't you keep in touch with them?
I do not.
International calls aren't cheap, I know, but don't you send them postcards, letters?
My leaving them, it was not on bestest terms.
Ah. When I first left, my mother was furious with me. I was supposed to take up the family business, marry a homegrown Russian girl. Instead, I leave.
What happened?
My mother, she stopped all communication. My letters returned unopened. She changed our phone line. It was as if I had no family.
It was challengeful for you?
It was.
But you talk now?
Oh, yes. My sister, she used her life's money to come visit me. Mother was furious, but to talk to my sister, she had to call me. Eventually, my sister's forgiveness earned me my mother's. I still do not see them as often as mother would like.
When had you seen them lately?
A year and a half ago. I went for 3 months and it cost me my job. But you have to go back, you know.
Yes, I do. Excuse. Hello? Meek? What? I meet you where?
Need a ride somewhere?
Perhaps. Yes. Chagrandi.
Yes, I should.
Meek, I do not understand. You are where?
At the mall, David. Why? Because I have looked everywhere for Swiffer wipes and disposable reach flossers, and God help me, if I can't find them here, I'm throwing in the towel. I should also pick up some more towels.
Catherine? Catherine, hey, Catherine!
Tyler? Oh, David? Yeah, I gotta go. Tyler's a friend's brother. Younger brother. He's like 15. Stop it.
16.
I'm hanging up now. I'm hanging up. Yes, because... Hey, Tyler. What are you doing here?
Birthday shopping.
Neat. Whose birthday?
Shauna's.
Oh.
Yeah. We still celebrate it. I don't know.
No, that's... What'd you get for her?
Newest Mario game. She won't mind if I borrow it until she gets back.
She would have... I mean, I'm sure she'll love it, Ty.
Yeah. So, what about you?
Yeah, Swiffer wipes and disposable reach flossers. Don't suppose you've seen any around?
Nope.
Ah, well.
Have you talked to Mike at all? I mean, recently?
I guess. I would say more that he talks at me. He skulks by the coffee shop at least once a week.
So he's told you too?
About?
That he thinks there's a chance to, you know, go back and find Shauna?
Oh no, don't tell me he's forced that nonsense around you too. Honestly, next time I see him, I'll tell him to this.
You don't have to do that. I haven't actually talked to him in a while. As you might imagine, my father has forbidden anyone in the Brown family to talk to Mike. He still thinks...
It's not true, Tyler. Not about Mike, anyway.
I think I know that, but my dad's convinced. It's going to be a weak Christmas with all our money going toward that guy.
So your dad's still having Mike watched?
Well, not for a while now, but... Anyway, I've been thinking about it a lot, and if you guys do go back, I thought maybe I might too. I mean, I saw you guys teleport or whatever into my room, but... Half the time, I still think you made the whole thing up. I know my dad wouldn't believe a word of it. Just feel so trapped here. But if there's a chance to go, do you believe him?
Your dad?
No, Mike. Do you believe what Mike says is true? I mean, if you'd asked me a year ago, I would have laughed in your face, but that was before all the strange dreams and all of you just appearing in my lap, so this might be possible, right?
Tyler, anything's... Possible, but do I think it's plausible? No, I don't. I know hope is important, but I think we should hope that Shauna is still alive and well, not that we can somehow go back and find her after an entire year. It's just fantasy, and I think we, all of us, need to just move on with our lives.
But don't you...
I'm sorry, Tyler, I just don't. I can't. I can't live every day under that particular specter. Hey, look, I have to go, but, you know, you can stop by the coffee shop anytime or whatever, you know? Caffeine's on me.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Bye, Catherine.
Tyler, I'm sorry. I'll see you when I see you, okay?
So, how was class?
We spoke of articles and propositions.
Whoa now, maybe I should start coming to these.
Why?
Sorry, I was... it was a joke.
It is always jokes. Also, telling people the I am from France?
Well, you had to tell them you were from somewhere.
Meek.
Yeah, okay. That was kind of a joke. A very obscure one.
I would prefer it if you quit the jokes.
Sorry, it's pretty much the only way I know how to talk.
You could attempt to just talk without the joking. Then we would be both learning a separate language.
Attention passengers, the next Orange Line train to Forest Hills is now arriving.
Fair enough. So, just a classmate, huh?
Meek, he granted me use of his ride. That is all.
All right. You two just seem to be rocking the hot foreigner thing is all.
This one?
Nope. Not this one.
Meek? Why will we not get on any train?
You anxious to be somewhere?
No, it is just non-pleasant, this subway. Loud and stenchy.
If this is your last night in Boston, you have to absorb all of the sights and sounds. Just breathe it in. You see? Gotta love that dirty air.
No, I do not. I will, perhaps, miss the moxie soda drink.
Yeah, I guess someone has to. So, hey.
Hey what?
Let's talk. Ask me what I did after work.
What have you did after work?
Strangest thing. Spoke with Catherine.
Kaith? You talk about what with Kaith?
About returning to Londi tomorrow, naturally.
Meek.
Just hear me out. I know you two don't see eye to eye on, well, anything. But if you just put your differences aside long enough to...
It is not this. It is that I cannot do this spell.
What? Of course you can. Fesmer said...
Perhaps it is not Fesmer. Perhaps I am dreaming only. Or perhaps it is like Shena's Winged Herald. An ill dream that will lead only
Stop it. If it doesn't work, then fine, it doesn't work. But we don't have anything to lose by trying.
I am ill, Meek. Always sickened ever since I been here.
I know.
It is possible that I lack strength. Or it is possible also that I fail and something ill happens. That perhaps I hurt you. Or me.
Have faith. I know you can do it.
I do not know.
Attention passengers. The next Orange Line train to Forest Hills is now arriving.
Come here. Archon, you're the strongest person I know. To magically link up with another person several universes or realities or whatever away, and transport anyone any kind of distance, even an inch. That's just fiction in my world. But you're gonna do it. I know you're gonna do it. That makes you amazing.
I am fairly awesome.
Yeah, you are.
To speak truth, Meek, I am uneager to return. I am sorrowful about Shayna, but...
Okay, last car, run!
What?
Come on! The door! Whew! Made it.
Mike?
Oh, wow! Hey, Catherine! What are the chances?
Oh, you scheming son of a...
Well, hey! Since we're all here, who wants to talk about magical fantasy worlds?
How did you follow me from work? That's just creepy.
What do you take me for, a stalker? I just waited here. Well, yeah, I guess that's a bit creepy. But we had to talk.
We love a kid.
I'm not talking to you.
Oops, you just did. Come on, ladies. We can be civil.
Mike, your girlfriend is a backstabbing traitor. She left Shauna to die and came back in her place for all we know.
Hey, now. One, not true. And two, that's a matter of an ongoing investigation, and I'd appreciate you not saying such things in public where anyone in their very expensive PI equipment could record it.
Sorry.
Just saying. So, any plans for tomorrow night?
No.
Want to go back to Londi with us?
What makes you think Archon can even do that, Mike? The translation pens don't even work here. She's powerless.
Maybe, but it's not just Archon. From what she tells me, Fesmer's doing most of the heavy lifting. They're going to extend a bridge thingy through the... something. And, how'd it go again?
Fesmer intends to trace the path created during the first shift. Fesmer is to anchor, and I am to propel at first.
So Fesmer throws a rope and you catch it?
Yes.
Oh! Sorry, yeah, I just got that.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just the rope thing. Makes a lot more sense now. Yeah, that would work.
You only just now understand the plan with which you've been haranguing me for the past several months?
Sort of. Real solid analogy, Kate. You have such a way with words.
I hate you.
Sorry. Archon, go ahead.
And, there is more likeness of success if all three are returned, resulting from the path we three created.
Why? If Fesmer's using us to trace the original spell, not Shauna's, wouldn't he need Shauna for it to work? And for that matter, you weren't part of the original spell, Archon. Wouldn't you mess it up by tagging along?
I do not know.
Well, obviously, because of our, you know, magical signatures resonating far and wide across the... Oh, I don't know. I don't get how the magic system works. I was in a coma during the tutorial, remember? All I know is that Fesmer and Archon are working together to bring us through. And that we need you with us. Catherine, we need you. Shauna needs you. And I think you need to return more than you're willing to admit.
This is just so full of holes. Archon, why on earth would Fesmer contact you?
He is without choice. Perhaps because only I am attuned.
Yeah. Shauna spent months learning Shift, and we all saw how much it cost her. And by all accounts, the kind of power she had was unbelievable. Fesmer doesn't have that.
He didn't at the time, but it has been a year.
Oh, yeah. Once he recovered from that near-fatal Legionnaire wound, I'm sure the first thing he did was devote all his time to figuring out how to bring the person responsible for that back. Actually, that kind of does make sense. Maybe he wants revenge.
He would not make danger on you or Meek. If he intends revenge, I will be punished alone.
There, see? Wait, Fesmer wouldn't...
It is not impossible. Fesmer was wrathful.
And rightfully so. Well, this is my stop, but since you've been stalking me, I guess you knew that. Good luck to both of you. Tell Zahn I said we, all of that.
And what should we tell Shauna? Look, we'll be in the same movie theater parking lot if you change your mind. We don't know exactly when it'll happen, but we think maybe 8 or 9.
It was 8:14 last time. The stupid movie was at 8:15, and we were going to miss the previews.
8:14, then. Don't be late. She'll be there.
Yet we should plan for otherwise.
Wait, Catherine, that guy asked for an espresso.
What? Oh.
That's like the third time today.
I'm sorry. I guess I need to reboot my brain. Bob, espresso, no foam.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It's just that I've had a lot of things on my mind.
Anything to do with that guy who keeps coming by?
Well, not really. Not him exactly, just something... You know, it's really not that important.
Maya, mozzarella, panini, cappuccino. Well, you know, if you want to blow off some steam, a bunch of us are going out after work. I think you'd have a good time. You should come.
Really? That'd be great. I could... Well, I'll have to check with David first.
Catherine. Oh, honestly. That guy keeps you on such a short leash, and he retracts it even further when he thinks you might have more fun without him.
Christina, how can you...
Look, I'm just saying. You claim to be this self-sufficient, independent person who can make all of her own decisions. But the minute anything comes up, you reach for your cell phone. Just because we're not best friends doesn't mean I can't see that you're unhappy. I'm not the only one who's noticed.
Well, I... Look, I do want to go out later, but I should make sure David doesn't already have plans for us, okay?
Sure, Catherine.
Oh, don't pick up, don't pick up, don't... David, hey, I... No, I haven't got off work yet. I'm calling because... Why not? Because my shift isn't over yet? I told you I was working until... Wait, look, that's why I'm calling. Some of my coworkers want me to come out with them after work, and I just wanted to let you know that... No, how could you think that? David, I spent every night with you. Can't you just have some leftovers? I'm not avoiding the question. I just don't want to alienate the only people who wanted to be my friends since David, I'm not trying to avoid you. I just want to hang out with other people. No, that's not what I said. You know that's not what I said. Oh, come on. They're not better than you. That's not what I said. Wait, David, Wait. Will you just let me talk? What? How could you say that, David? You're going where? Baby, no. I just thought... No, please. Can't you just... David? Hello? Okay. Deep breath. Okay. Stop it. I thought I'm dying, for Christ's sake. I can keep it together after. Oh, crap.
Catherine, where's the fire?
Quick, what time is it?
It's 6:00.
Oh, there's still time.
Catherine?
Can you cover my shift? I mean, you have to cover my shift because I have to leave right now. So, sorry, but you can have my share of tips.
Well, I could, but
oh,
why?
Oh, and this should cover the ground coffee and French press I'm grabbing.
Jeez, Catherine, you can get more tomorrow.
Not if I can help it. Thanks for inviting me out, but I really have to be somewhere else. Tyler, thank God.
Cutting a little close, aren't you? Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Let me help you with that.
Thanks. Guilt-free shopping spree. Financed by Visa.
I didn't think you camped.
I don't.
Who are you calling? Mike?
No, I already tried him. His phone's off. I'm calling my parents. Crud, answering machine. Hey, Mom. Dad. It's me, Catherine. I was just calling to let you know that I need more time. Please, don't worry about me. I know we don't always see eye to eye, but I know you love me, and I love both of you. This isn't about you. It's about me, and I need more time. I love you. Bye.
Catherine?
Can't you drive faster? I mean, this is Boston. The speed limit is just a suggestion.
Yeah, because what we really need right now is to get into a high-speed car chase with the Boston PD.
Tyler?
Yeah?
Thank you, especially after what I said at the mall.
Well, sure. I knew some part of you believed, and if it didn't, then some part of you at least hoped you could bring Shauna back.
So, have you made your decision?
I...
Pedestrian!
Oh, jeez! Hey, use the crosswalk! Apparently crosswalks are also a suggestion.
So?
I would love to come, but you know I can't. If Shauna needed me to be an anchor the first time, then she'll probably need me again when y'all come back. If I can get you there in time...
Ooh, there it is.
Where?
To the right.
I can't go right.
Did we disagree that the traffic laws were actually suggestions?
Catherine, I think a median is a little more concrete than a no turn on red sign.
Did you just say the median was concrete?
I see Mike has been talking to you. Hold on, I'm going over it.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's me.
Is it Mike?
No, it's David. Goodbye, David.
Did you just...
I won't need it or him where I'm going.
Should we delay more?
No, we can't. Start the ritual. I'll grab the bags.
Definitely will not miss the drivers here. Hey, Grand Theft Auto, you trying to kill us?
I just thought that...
Tyler!
Mike!
Keith!
Harkon.
Catherine?
You came. I will begin ritual. We cannot wait.
Thank God you're here, Catherine. I was really starting to think I'd have to do this alone. What changed your mind?
What do I have to lose, right?
But wait.
Mike, aren't you listening? There isn't time to wait. You guys have to go.
Do you really think we have a chance?
More than a chance. Stand here.
Thank you for believing in me, Tyler.
Yeah, well, don't misplace my trust. I'm counting on you to bring back my sister. Alive. And in one piece. I mean it, dude. If you don't, my dad will be the least of your worries.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mike, come on. Tyler? Thanks.
Anything for my sister? Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Ty?
Go find her.
I see the Fesmer, I know him. Pajin ter auturo, I bavel fokuna malix, on pirlo lera aifradeb. I know him. Pajin te, aifcharen durona.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 14, Third Shift, was written by Brandon Crouse with Missy Serby and edited by John Tanzer. It was directed by Neil Marsh. The voice actors in order of audience are Julia Lunetta as Archon, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Ari Herbstman as moviegoer, teacher, and MBTA announcer, Christina Milatovic as Christina, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Neil Marsh as customer, Pavel Nabatovsky as student, and Becky Davis as Tyler Brown. Engineering for this audio play is by Rob Sumner. Post-production and Foley are by Rob Sumner, Renan Anastasio, and members of the Second Shift cast, with mastering by Andrew Schwartz. Original music created by Tiven Weinstock. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis, with assistance from Brad Smith and Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007 Blue Sky Red Design.
Good luck to both of you. Tell Buona. Buona.
Buona, I said Z.
I am the Queen of France.
Okay.